actually doing a walk of fame. This is not a hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The media okay? I believe there's one more camera crew to set up. So I'll do it again in just a moment, and then we'll get started. How you doing, partner? This is a very special occasion, however, because the California Highway Patrol is celebrating its 75th anniversary. 75 years of dedicated service to the citizens of California. Now, I know there are a lot of guests here this morning from out of state, but there's some Californians. I have a little trivia question. Who was the first head, the first director, the first commissioner of the California Highway Patrol? Well, that was Eugene Biscaloose, who went on to become the sheriff of Los Angeles County for so many years. But that gives you an idea that the Highway Patrol has roots right here in Southern California. Right now, I'm going to introduce you to a man. Although he is very up in the high echelons of city government downtown, he would much rather have my job out here in Hollywood hosting the Walk of Fame. So this morning, he's going to be hosting. I'll jump in from time to time and introduce you to a few very famous faces. Right now, a gentleman who's done a great job for Hollywood, I want a great welcome for Council Member Tom Labange right here.
Johnny, Thomas. Thank you. All right. Johnny, everybody, let's give Johnny Grant a big hand. You know, as Johnny mentioned just a little while ago in his opening remarks, 75 years this state has had the greatest agency to serve us so well to keep our traffic moving safely, to answer our calls, and to help the public. And I thought it was fitting on October 4th. You know why we picked October 4th, don't you? Why? Why'd we pick October 4th? 10-4 day. Very good. This is 10-4 day in the city of Los Angeles. And we're right at the star of Broderick Crawford, who had that famous television show in the 50s. I want to call on right now someone who's very special, who's going to lead this agency right now. Just appointed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to be the commissioner of the CHP. He served in our area so well. Please welcome Michael Brown, the commissioner of the California Highway Patrol.
Thank you, Tom. As was pointed out by Johnny Grant, the first commissioner of the Highway Patrol was Eugene Biscaloose, the sheriff of Los Angeles County. The last commissioner that came from Los Angeles County was Glenn Craig back in the late 1970s. I'm proud to carry on the tradition of L.A. being represented in the Highway Patrol. We will not forget L.A. It's a privilege to be a part of this. And also, I'd like to say one thing. It's also fitting that we're standing in front of the star of Broderick Crawford, who was the first TV character handling a TV show on Highway Patrol. In fact, the actual phrase, the monologue, started off, "Whenever the laws of any state are broken, duly appointed law enforcement swings into action. That may be the state police, the militia, or the Highway Patrol." We're proud to be here, Tom. Thanks. Johnny, thanks. And thank you for being here.
All right. Commissioner, thank you. I just want to let you all know, Commissioner's dressed in his clothes like this today because it's a special event where they raise money for the Memorial Fund for the CHP on 10-4 day. That's why he's in his soft clothes, because he's running all over the county at various events for the CHP. So give Commissioner Mike Brown a big hand again. Yay! Thank you. Stay right here for a second. Now, as you mentioned, Broderick Crawford earlier, and Johnny, you met Broderick, and I'm sure... Army Air Corps with Broderick Crawford and all of that. But some guy who loves Broderick Crawford more than anybody else in the whole wide world is the one and only Gary Gultz, who's a great citizen of this region. Gary, come up here, please.
You want me to read that, or are you going to read
it? No, I'll have you do it afterwards.
All right. It's really a pleasure to be here as a fan of the old TV show Highway Patrol. Growing up back east, I was in love with that agency, and the first time I got pulled over in California, I didn't know whether to feel bad or thank the guy for his autograph. But it's a great pleasure to be here with Commissioner Brown. He's from Southern California area, and he's going to represent Los Angeles as well as the whole state. And it's just great to be here today on October 4th. We also have Broderick Crawford's son, my good friend, Kelly Crawford.
You want to start? All right, Kelly. Go Kelly a big hand. Kelly,
Come on. And we didn't forget the show that followed Highway Patrol, Chips and Eric. Okay, you're going to introduce it. You want me to give
the presentation?
Okay. I have a little gift here for the new commissioner to put up in his office to remember Los Angeles. This is a picture of my 55 Buick, very much like the one used on the old TV show, which the CHP really used back in those days. It was the fastest car the CHP had, and you can see he's pulling over a young man and his girlfriend right in front of the city hall with that Tom works out of, and we want Commissioner Brown to take this to Sacramento and remember his roots down here in Los Angeles. 10-4.
Gary, get in there. Johnny, get in here.
Hold on, let me move this out of the way.
Not too high, you'll lose me.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Got it yet?
Tom, do you want Eric?
Johnny's going to do it.
Okay.
Right here. All right,
good,
you. Good.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. You got it.
One more. Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
I got you this too, Steve. Perfect.
Here we
Thank
go.
You very much.
And in the words of Broderick, leave your blood at the Red Cross. Not on the highway. 10-4.
Very good. Gary Goltz. Now I want to introduce the great mayor of Hollywood again, Johnny Grant.
All right.
Don't you? I love the commissioner's smile. I think he had a great smile, a great face. You wouldn't even mind getting a ticket from him. You know, if he walked up with that smile and handed you a ticket, you'd say, oh, well, what the hell, you know? But I bet his face changed when he was out there on that highway, and it should. They keep us in line, and they do a great job. Speaking of great, I am going to introduce you to a gentleman, one of the really great community people that we have here in Hollywood. And I say that because he's always willing to give of his time, his talent, his effort to help anybody that needs a helping hand. And, of course, we know him as the star of Chips. And, you know, folks, it's just amazing how often when I walk down Hollywood Boulevard, I'm mistaken for Eric Estrada. I mean, that's true. And that's a compliment. I want you to know that. He not only has been on one of the great soaps, he was on Chips. And as I say, whenever you call him and ask for help, his answer is 10-4, message received, and he's there. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Estrada.
My man.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
That was a lovely thing Johnny said. Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I'm also very happy to be here because our new Commissioner Brown is a really terrific gentleman. I've had the pleasure to be with him in other occasions and in other functions, and he's a really terrific guy, and he's the man for the job, absolutely. And of course, the councilman, I want to thank you,
you
for helping the boys, because I got to tell you, I became a police officer on television, well known because of the show, not only here but across the oceans and just all over, and it's been wonderful. And the show still is on the air. It's never been off the air since 77, always in syndication. But I got to tell you, the CHP, the officers and women that become CHP officers are a really special cut of people. They are passionate people and they're loving people. That's why they become officers. And I understand that because my first passion in life was I was going to be a New York City police officer. I took the test and everything, ready to go in, but at the same time, I was involved with acting, and then acting went over, but then I ended up as a cop anyway. So I have a great passion for men in uniform, and now women. So whenever I'm called, I show up for them. They deserve it. We should always support our local law enforcement. God bless you.
All right, thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much. Eric Estrada. Now, absolutely another great Eric in our area is the great councilman of this particular district, the 13th. Please welcome Eric Garcetti.
Thank you very much, Tom Labonge, and thank you to the entire Highway Patrol that is here. We honor your service, three quarters of a century of service, not only on our highways, but on our city streets as well. I'm so proud to have the Highway Patrol here in the district, also the headquarters just down the 101. But whenever we call, you are there. You literally put your lives on the line. You risk yourselves to make sure that we are safe, to make sure that traffic moves, to make sure that we have safe communities. And, you know, here in Hollywood in particular, I want to say special thanks because a few years ago, when Hollywood was still just getting back on its feet, we reached out to the Highway Patrol with our Hollywood division here to make sure that some of the things that we were doing were coordinated on Highland, here on Sunset. And the Highway Patrol has been such an important part of creating this, which is around us today, a revitalized, a resurgent, and a strong Hollywood. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank Tom Labonte for putting this together. I also want to do something else special for Tom. If Bites R. Tomasian is here, it is Tom Labonte's birthday today. I don't know if people know that. He always gives out pumpkin bread that is made by nuns up in the convent. So we thought it was fitting that we give him some pumpkin cake here today. Happy birthday, Tom. You're an L.A. treasure. May you have many, many more happy birthdays. And thanks again to the Highway Patrol.
That's very nice. Thank you. Well, that's the cake. I like it. I like Eric Garcetti. Give him another hand right there. Did you know Eric's a Rhodes Scholar, you know? He's a great Rhodes Scholar. Give him another hand for that. Okay. Hey, we were looking for Art Gilmore. Art Gilmore, the great narrator of the Highway Patrol. And Art was not here to read this proclamation, but Gary Gold's come up again. Eric Estrada, join me right here, will you? Commissioner Brown, Johnny, please, Eric Garcetti. I'm going to ask in your great Broderick Crawford, Art Gilmore voice, give us a little paraphrase here.
All right. Actually, I'll just paraphrase it since I wrote a lot of this. Jerry, hit the music over there.
Hit the music, Jerry.
It's a little low.
More volume.
More volume. See, Hollywood, you can take two. Go.
All right. Whenever the laws of any state are broken, for the past 75 years, the California Highway Patrol has always been there to swing into action. Their stories of bravery, skill, and courage have made for excellent television entertainment. We, the people of Los Angeles, hereby, on October 4th, 10-4 day, salute the Highway Patrol, whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws. 10-4.
All right. Good job. Thank you. Good. Good. Get me up there. All right. Michael, get in here. This is the official proclamation. We got it right there. Got it all right there.
Let me say one more thing, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
That's enough. All right.
Here we go. I want to say one. Let me say one more thing.
They want us in front.
Well, while they're taking the picture, let me just say one more thing. There's an organization called the California Highway Patrol 1199 Foundation, which I'm a life member of, and all you citizens who benefit from the services of the Highway Patrol can join the 1199 Foundation. 1199 is the code for an officer who needs help, and the 1199 Foundation is there to support the fallen officers' families. And I'd encourage everyone to join the 1199 Foundation. They have a website, www.chp1199.com. Thank you.
Johnny.
Well, I want to say I support the Highway Patrol, too, because I pay every ticket they have ever given me.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to say, I mentioned what a generous person Eric Estrada was with his time and talents. On November 28th, The Hollywood Christmas Parade will go down this boulevard, and Eric Estrada will be riding in there, waving and blowing air kisses. And come on down and applaud him. Tom, you want to say anything before we cut the cake?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody and all these officers standing back here. I want to thank you personally. I especially want to send regards from the LAPD and Los Angeles City Fire Department, especially the fire department, because in 92 you were shoulder to shoulder with them in that incident. Thank you all, sir. And we're going to have some great cake right now. So if you want to line up here, we'll get some cake for the kids. Happy 75th anniversary, CHP.